Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here are the safest places to be if WW3 broke out. I didn't know that Newfoundland and Labrador in Canada would also be a good place, as well as Australia, New Zealand, and Argentina, which make a lot of sense, because they'd be the farthest away from conflict. Fiji would also be a good place up until the point the food ran out, and then I'm sure they would revert back to cannibalism. The only place that would survive a total collapse of the global supply chain would be Australia, though. Up next, if you're going to visit the Grand Canyon, it's filling up with Jeets. So much recently that they had to put this sign up in the bathrooms, so you don't put your feet on the toilet seat and squat. There are much better and less crowded spots than this one. I prefer Navajo Point, and it's the most picturesque for me. At least this spot doesn't look like Mumbai Canyon. It also takes a long time to fill a canyon with poop, but they will find a way. Number three, for every man out there that's 6'2", unmarried, and making 150 grand a year between the ages of 18 and 45, there are 192 women between the ages of 18 and 28 with no kids that are thin. And I'm sure they all want that same guy. And you just know that the good men are gone quickly. Either that or they're playing the field and making a lot of alpha widows. Women are lucky to find a 5'9" guy that's broke and gives her the tingles. How many of those women are virgins, though? Moving on, this guy waited 50 years to end his high school bully. Talk about revenge level 1000. My childhood bully ended up marrying a woman I was supposed to date, and she was supposed to ruin my life. About 10 to 15 years ago, I saw their family photos online, and the guy looked like he was suffering. Sometimes all you have to do is step out of the way and let karma run its course. Bullies don't understand how much impact they have in people's lives. Number five, here's the president of Austria saying that all women need to wear hijabs to show solidarity with their Muslim sisters. What a simp. How about if Muslim women in the West remove their hijabs to show solidarity with their Christian sisters? Of course, that's not allowed. A lot of European leaders are promoting this idea that people coming to the West don't need to assimilate to our culture, but we have to assimilate to theirs. Up next, Bella Ramsey says that the NHS needs to start using the term chest feeding to be inclusive instead of the term breastfeeding. I don't know about you, but to me she looks like a woke rainbow rodeo clown. Bella's also a childless lesbian who plays pretend for a living, so why the hell should we take her seriously? I looked into it and it looks like a made-up headline, but you just know it's probably something that she would say. Number seven, this German historian was stripped of an award because she made up a family Holocaust story. But why would she do this? It's like they want the victimhood narrative to continue from here to infinity. It's like when I was a kid and watching the Ten Commandments, which was always on TV on Passover depicting how the Jewish people were slaves to the Egyptians, which was true. But then years later, I saw the faces of those Jewish slaves on the temple of Abu Simbel, and they were all Ethiopians. Moving on, maybe Canada should buy Chinese container homes for $6,500 instead of paying 140 grand for ones built in Canada. I wouldn't be surprised if the Chinese home was only rated for 10-mile-an-hour winds, and it's one step better than a cardboard box. Plus, let's see it survive a Canadian winter. By the time you pay import fees and shipping costs, it'll probably be the same price as the Canadian one, except you'll be living in a Temu home. Number 9, the US looks like it's going to follow in the footprints of Canada. The universities are lobbying for more international student visas because fertility rates are down in America, and that means many colleges with too few kids. I can see them bringing in 10 or 20 million Jeets into the country, or they could just let the colleges go broke entirely. If America isn't careful, 10% of the population could be Indians in the next 10 to 15 years. Universities need to start chasing education instead of chasing tuition. Up next, someone says that the Indians on this train need to use condoms. They probably already do because India's fertility rate in some provinces is below Western countries right now. Back in the 80s and early 90s, we thought that the Japanese would take over the West, but their time has passed. India and China are the same. It's their moment to shine, but soon it'll be all over. There is a god if India's fertility rate as a whole is now below replacement. Number 11, from around 1955 to the early 2000s, we didn't have phones and tattoos. All the cars were cool and the music was pretty epic. And most importantly, there were hot, thin girls everywhere. The only thing that was awful were those full bushes they had. They literally looked like birds' nests. The 70s, though, were terrible for tax, as the top tax rate was 92%, and you had to pay 35% union membership. Also, the bonus was that there were no trans people around, but a negative was that the shoes were kind of dumb. Moving on, imagine wanting to be with a woman like that. Then again, he's probably with her because he's broke and it's income tax season and he's got some bills to pay. Plus the bonus is that when you hit her G-spot, she squirts gravy. That's one thing you'll never be able to unsee or untaste. Also, is she kissing him or tasting him before she actually puts him in the oven and eats him, like she's pretending to be a wild boar or something? In her belly, he will find a new definition of pain and suffering as he slowly digests it over 1,000 years. Number 13, deli ham has been classified as a group 1 carcinogen or cancer-causing food by the World Health Organization. I've known this for years, that eating the back of bacon is like smoking a pack of cigarettes. Processed bacon also has tons of sugar, which causes inflammation and is addictive. Not to mention all the preservatives that they add to it. But even with all those things, it's still healthier than McDonald's. Consuming 50 grams of bacon every day increases your risk of colon cancer by 18%. Up next, getting a college degree is getting worse when it comes to your job prospects, with 25% of the unemployed people in the United States having a degree now. Most have student loans they can't default on even if they go bankrupt with. So how are they planning on paying them back? And it's not just useless degrees, but people in STEM and big tech can't get jobs either now, especially if they're white males. They also seem to want you to have a degree these days to work at McDonald's. Number 15, according to the Carnivore Dude, new studies show that moderate elevations in cholesterol are linked to living a longer life in older adults, according to multiple studies. Mine has been slightly elevated my entire life and all my blood work is fine except for that. Yet doctors freak out. I've also been on a keto diet for almost 10 years. And doctors lose their minds when they see that I'm producing ketones and tell me that I'm dehydrated. They also tell me it's okay to do a blood test after eating. So I eat 150 grams of fat per meal and then they freak out when my triglyceride levels are off the charts. Moving on, people think this is how I must have felt to be an early investor in Bitcoin. She looks like she put the pin back on the fat grenade before it exploded. If you think this guy is lucky, then you're wrong. She's already figuring out a way to leave him now that her sexual marketplace value is much higher. This is proof that you can just deflate your Latina by locking her up in the basement and keeping her away from those dang casadillas. This is what is called detortification. Number 17, houses in Canada are losing 30 to 40% of their value since 2021. Yet most people are still stupid enough to keep sinking 80 to 90% of their net worth into a single family home. They need to be funding their tax-free savings accounts instead in Canada. And forget about RRSPs and 401ks, as those are just tax-deferred scams. And most people don't have the balls to invest in volatile assets for the long term. They keep up and surpass inflation. As global populations decline, homes like these will lose value like they did in Detroit. Up next, remember the days when they told us that Tess Holliday and women this large were healthy and beautiful. This will all be gone now that we have a Zempac. The only reason this was promoted as healthy is because women were too lazy to lose weight and tried to trick men through social engineering to find this attractive. I wouldn't be surprised if in another few years she looks like this, and that being overweight will be something that happens to poor people who can't afford a Zempac. Number 19, people think that America is upset because Canada has a new partner now, China. It's all fortune cookies and dim sum dreams until the electric Chinese cars that are being imported into Canada start to spontaneously combust while their Canadian passengers can't get out of them. It's more like this with Winnie the Pooh. I guess in this case it's Canada that chose the bear. It's never a good idea to choose a bear. Here's the final version. It's more like this with 1 in 8 people in Canada these days being Indians. Moving on, here's a missed opportunity. Alexandra Daddario should have been the new Laura Croft instead of Sophie Turner. Unfortunately for us, ugly producers would never allow that to happen. Look at these two pictures and tell me that they didn't make casting mistakes. You can't go wrong with either of them. But instead we get this, a woman with little to no curves and tiny chesticles. At the very least, they could have stuffed her bra with some tissue paper. Number 21, can damage to Star Wars done by Kathleen Kennedy ever be undone? I don't know, but a replacement could be worse, so let's not celebrate yet. Hopefully it's Dave Filoni and he doesn't keep making more episodes of The Woman DeLorean. I'm going to Disney World soon and I have zero interest in going to Galaxy's Edge, even if they're bringing back the original Star Wars characters to Star Wars Land. At this point, the only hope are the fans using AI to make films and shows using extended universe content. Up next, remember everyone, spring rolls up, because Canada will never be the 51st state because we're one of China's provinces now. Although I thought that we were New Punjab. Wouldn't it be great if India and China went to war to see who has the right to rule Canada? If this continues, then America just needs to annex us already. Western Canada needs to leave and join the United States, and then that'll force Canada to capitulate and join America. Remember that in Socialist Canada, the suicide hotline calls you. Number 23, you're more likely to survive on the front lines of Ukraine than you are in the womb of the average British woman. The abortions are now rising exponentially in a hockey stick pattern. So it looks like this meme is accurate after all. And here I thought that they were just exaggerating how bad it is. The only thing wrong with this is that all those women would be talking on their phones, and that the enrichment crowd wouldn't be talking to one another. Moving on, Trump plans to let people pull their money out of their 401ks to use it as a down payment to buy a house. We tried similar things in Canada, and our housing market is toast. It's all part of the 18-year real estate cycle. Besides, most young people don't even have 401ks. They're in survival mode. Good luck to all the boomers trying to sell their homes to people at outrageous prices who can't afford them. Also, a house is a liability. Never sell your assets to buy a liability. This is just a last-ditch effort to keep that housing Ponzi from crashing. Number 25 in the last one, ICE agents ate at a Minnesota Mexican restaurant and then afterwards arrested the staff who worked there after they closed for the evening. I bet they sat there on their phones to help them identify staff, and then when they were sure, they pounced. I wouldn't be surprised if they took their tips back from the illegals when they arrested them. I'd give them a $100 bill only to make them happy and then arrest them. Talk about an emotional roller coaster. Of course, I'd be taking that tip back. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.